This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 21st of August. Martin White. I am here with my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White, and I'm just making the point that it's the 21st of August today.
Is that because the 22nd has some kind of significance in your life?
I think it might have. Yeah.
It's Paul's birthday tomorrow, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy birthday for tomorrow,
Thank
Paul.
You.
And you're taking the day off.
Am I?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
You're off to...
I'm going to Port Lyme, aren't I?
Port Lyme now?
Yeah.
You've never been there before, have
you?
No,
not this week. No.
So that'll be nice for you. Nice change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
That'll
so
be fun.
Are you going to go and see some of your distant relatives?
So some of my relatives are there in the cage, yeah.
Excellent.
Some of the gorillas, and we're going to have lunch there, yeah.
Didn't they have a baby rhino, I think, recently?
Yeah, and some baby giraffes.
Yeah, so
and we were there at all of them.
Oh, you were there for the birth?
We were there for everything, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
My partner Amanda is obsessed with Port Lyme. She wants to live there, basically. And we might as well, because we're there so often. It's silly going home, really.
Did you get the cut the cord?
No. It was too tall. I didn't bring the steps.
There is actually a nice house for sale within the grounds of Port Lyme, so don't show a right move.
Oops.
if it's the one I'm thinking of, Port Lyme bought it. They've turned it into, it's called Giraffe Manor.
Yes.
Yeah. And they've turned it into a wedding venue. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Because they've got one of those in Kenya, I think, haven't they? And you stay in this hotel, and in the mornings, all the windows are open downstairs, and the giraffes put their heads in, and you can feed them. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, you can do that at Port Lyme as well. They got the treehouse accommodation, and the giraffes walk up to that as well. You can feed them off the top.
Oh, right. Well, I think we're coming with you, Paul. You've sold it to us.
We're having a birthday party at Port Lyme.
What time? We'll see you there at 10.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Nice one.
Good.
So, yeah.
So, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you, mate.
Was that your yacht I saw off the coast of when you posted
a picture, I thought you'd excelled yourself with my birthday present for this year. I'd only invited him to a barbecue, and I thought that was a bit excessive to buy me a £1 billion yacht just for coming to me barbecue.
Found out it's one of the directors of Tottenham.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they didn't buy any players.
Yeah, and it was all over the local press at the weekend.
Okay. And he moored it in Sandwich for what reason?
Most of our
owners of football clubs moor their yachts in Monaco or Porto Banus or somewhere.
Well, Margate.
Rather than Margate.
Margate begins with an M. I suspect he was on his way up the Thames.
Oh, do you think he misread the map?
He was waiting for the tide.
He was going to Monaco and ended up in Margate. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, weren't we? Directions.
Well, Tottenham, I mean, you know.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Yeah, just going home for the weekend, probably.
Yeah. Quite right.
Good.
Anyway,
we've
nice to see you.
Today,
we have. We've got some great guests. Do you want to introduce the guest, Martin?
Go on then. We've got the wonderful Vicky Sims from Ladybug Pest Control.
Absolutely.
Who's going to be talking to us all about wasps and all sorts of rodents and kind of nasties and how to kind of keep control of those.
Have I got some questions for her?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And we've got the brilliant Julian Ford. Who runs the local shipping company In Express in and around the kind of Canterbury and Ashford area. And, of course, we've got Jo James.
The very famous Jo James.
And we are delighted that she's here today.
Who is the chief executive of the Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Come on, Martin, do your job.
Kent Invicta Chamber. And Jo's going to be talking to us, well, apart from the Kent B2B, which is happening next month on the 20th.
Medway. Yeah.
She's going to be telling us all about local topical kind of business issues and what's going on with the Thames Crossing and Brexit and the lorry park.
There's a lot happening, isn't there? It's a hotbed of activity, Kent and Medway at the moment, is it not?
So if anybody has a question for Jo, or in fact any of our guests, I mean, I know Vicky's been very hot on the Twitter this week.
She's been all over Twitter, hasn't
so
she?
So we've got two pages of questions just for Vicky. You can tweet in at #BBunker, can't you?
You can indeed. We'd love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with us a number of ways. You can, in fact, call us on 01233 220035.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, but I normally miss it because the phone doesn't ring. It blinks and I can't see it out of the corner of my eye.
Technology being what it is.
Yeah.
The phone doesn't work, people.
Yeah, no,
just tweet us.
The amount of people that go, I try to ring you and you never answered the phone. So what I say now is if I don't answer the phone, tweet me that you're calling and then I'll watch the phone. But you can call us on Ashford 01233 220035.
But tweet us to let us know you're calling.
But tweet to let us know you're calling. That's what you need to do.
Or you could just tweet us.
Yeah.
Which you're going to have to do anyway, by the way.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you do tweet me at Vanilla Web, use the hashtag BBunker. Thank you. Or you could email me at bunker@kempersisradio.co.uk. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you, no matter how you do it. I want to say a massive thank you to this week's show sponsor. And the show sponsor for this week is the lovely folks at Oasis, Operational Accounting Systems. They provide software and services to help you organise and smoothly flow your people and processes.
Fantastic.
So good.
We've got tons of stuff happening. We've had loads of emails and tweets and what have you. So I guess we need to crack on, do we?
I'll get on with it, yeah.
Right, okay. Joe, I'll put you on the hotspot because I know you've got a brilliant networking meeting happening, haven't you? Is it next Thursday at the Great Danes? I believe it's your Muesli Mafia, isn't it, at 7 o'clock or 7.30?
He did that deliberately, didn't he?
He did, didn't he? Yes.
He knew exactly what he was going to ask
it
you.
Would
and
be
he,
rude
he,
not
he,
to.
He led in with that just to make you go, what's he talking about?
Yeah, you might have you? You know I have.
It would be rude not to.
You tease.
I just hope I've got the week right, because it's either, I hope it's not this week. It might be this week, actually. In fact, I think it's this Thursday.
I must admit, I do love a bit of Muesli Mafia.
Yeah.
I love the Muesli Mafia. It's a great networking event.
It's a brilliant event, and there's normally sort of 50, 60 plus businesses in the room,
And they're held in Maidstone, and also in West Kent, and held in Ashford.
Ashford at the International.
I always wanted to introduce the Muesli Mafia to the ladies' what latte, so that they could have a full breakfast.
Yeah, interesting. I think the ladies who latte tend to be ladies, though, so it's a bit kind of discriminatory on that. Yeah, well, there's a lot of men that go to the Muesli event as well.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can turn up at ladies who latte, just as long as you're wearing the appropriate clothing.
Okay.
So you have to get your heels on, put your makeup on, dress.
We're gender fluid here, don't worry.
Anyway, I've got a feeling it's actually this Thursday because I can't go because Vicky and I will be at Dartford Football Club networking.
Business Network, BBN.
So, Kent and Victor Chamber, go on their website, kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, I think is the website. Mm. Have a look at their events section. Book yourself on for Muesli Mafia this Thursday at the Great Danes at 7.30.
Mm. I've had a tweet from Butterflies Events, and they say, can we have a shout-out, please, Vanilla Web? Please let the listeners know that there's just 3 weeks to go until the speakers platform. On the 12th of September at Fruitworks in Canterbury, we have room for more speakers. Plus, non-speakers can attend and help the judges make the final decision.
So just give us a quick kind of synopsis. What is the speakers
platform?
You've
got an email about it if you want to do it.
I know, but you know all about it. Tell me.
Yeah, but you've got the actual details.
Well, you want me to read off a piece of paper rather than you tell me?
Yeah, because you've got all the correct details, and then we won't do things like what you just did that says, I think it's next Thursday, but it might be the Wednesday after the week after that. Yeah? Whereas if you read it off the piece of paper that I spent hours typing for you, it's actually there in black and white. Oh. Call me pedantic, but there you go.
I'll have to find that later then.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to mention something that's happening in September because I'm going to be there with Kent Space, who are our wonderful hosts today.
They are,
And also Linda Garcia from Aluxi.
All right, okay.
So we are exhibiting, Joe, at the Kent B2B.
Are you?
I know you are.
Me and so am I.
And Vicky is as well.
Is
I didn't even know
that.
No. Oh, here we go again.
It's on the 20th of September.
Julian, are you going to
be
there?
Oh,
fantastic. Yeah, good. So there's a whole bunch of us going to be exhibiting at the Kent B2B on Thursday the 20th
Well, on
of
different
September.
Days, depending on when you turn up.
The 20th of September is the Construction Expo.
As well. 20th of September is definitely the B2B.
Well, you know, it might be the 4th of October, but at least I've got a plug-in.
You can talk about that later when you're on. Stop stealing my thunder. So, 20th of September...
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. It's etched on my mind, is the Kent B2B, which Joe is going to tell us all about later.
Okay.
But that, I mean, that'll be breakfast, networking, and then there's a whole expo, and there's keynotes and workshops and everything else. So, yeah, so we're really looking forward to that.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Anthony Jones, AJ Photo Info is his Twitter handle. He says, afternoon, Paul. Please could I have a Business Bunker shout-out and a retweet on today's show? Thank you, Anthony. And he's given me a link, which is kent-tech.com. And he's put up a fantastic photograph that he's taken of a pier, by the looks of it, somewhere.
Oh, lovely.
So Anthony's a Medway-based photographer. So do give him a follow on the Twitter.
Well, we expect to see you at the Medway B2B on whenever it is.
Well, I was coming, but I'm busy in December.
You're confused now.
Yes. 20th of September.
It is. Joe's confirmed. If Joe says it's the 20th, then even if it isn't.
And even if it wasn't,
we're gonna
it is now.
The yeah. There's an awful lot of networking, brilliant networking stuff going on, actually. People may think it's quiet out there, but it's about to kind of ramp up seriously in September. The Marlow Theatre, they have their own business club. I think they're members of the Chamber as well, Joe. And they do something called Marlow Networking on Tour. Mm. And the last one I went to was in Margate at Dreamland, which was a brilliant night. And we had a kind of guided VIP tour around Dreamland. This time, it's on the 20th of September again, the same day as the Medway B2B, but it starts at 5 o'clock and the Medway B2B finishes at 4.
Certainly does.
Which means you've got an hour to get down the motorway to Simpson's Wine Estate.
Hi.
Which is in a beautiful little hamlet of Barham, and it really is a lovely part of the countryside. And they're going to be doing a guided tour of the winery. You're going to see the grapes on the vines, because, of course, it's kind of harvest time, about to go into harvest. You're going to be allowed to taste.
I thought you were going to tell me you were going to be allowed to tread him.
No, they don't do it like that anymore. It's all very modern. But they'll be offering you the opportunity to taste their Roman Road Chardonnay, which is delicious, actually.
Fantastic.
So it's a cracking night. I think it's about 16 quid. And you can either find all of that on the Marlowe's website, or you can find it on the community page of Supply My Business.
Fantastic. Thank you. Do you want to read one of your emails, Martin? Oh,
okay. Talking about more networking, Paul Kane, good friend of ours. You know Paul Kane,
I
don't you?
Yeah, yep.
You network with him up in Bromley.
Yeah, he's part of my BNI as well.
Beckenham, yeah. So Paul does a brilliant thing called Curry and Beer, and he's got his next one coming up on Thursday, the 30th of August. Everything happens on a Thursday. I don't know why. Everything always seems to happen on... Why doesn't stuff happen on a Monday? I had a curry on a Monday with Brian Wakefield last week. It was delicious. Anyway, this is on a Thursday. It's 6:30. It's at the Ginger Restaurant in Hayes. Now, I've seen pictures of you and about 30 other people at these curry nights, and they're very popular.
They are very popular, and they get very messy towards the end.
I've seen you with a glass of, is it Flaming Zambuca? Is that one of your favourites?
No, it's not a favourite. No. I'm actually forced
to make you do it.
They make me do it.
Okay,
yeah.
But it's a cracking night. I have been to one myself. Paul actually describes it as a relaxed, informal way of networking for a reasonable cost of £25. So if you'd like to go along to that, if you're in the kind of Bromley area or Beckenham area...
It's Hayes, yeah. Hayes, BR2, yeah.
North Kent, info@caneandbeer.co.uk. Book yourselves on.
Fantastic. The Business Bunker Radio Show is pleased to be partnered with and to be sponsored by the University of Kent Business School. And we're going to be bringing you information and insights from the business research undertaken at the university. And we'll also be forging links with SMEs and the university and listing details of the various events, networking meetings and the annual business summit that's due to take place early next year. You can read about the summit and download a report by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS. They've got two events that are coming up. The first one's in September, and these are a series of events called the Business Soundbite Events, and they're free to attend events. And the 12th of September is on female leadership in small and large organisations, subtitled Is the Future Female? It takes place at the Kent Business School at the Sibson Building on the campus in Canterbury, and it's at 5:30 in the evening on the 12th of September. And the second Business Soundbite event is on the 21st of November, Man and Machine, the End of an Era. Are Robots Taking Over the Workplace? And again, that's taking place at the Sibson Building on the campus at the Kent Business School. The booking details will both appear on the page on Kempis's Radio for this, which is kempisisradio.co.uk/KBS. So check that out, and the booking links will be on there, and all the details of these events and future events will be there.
They've got a brilliant parking system up at the university, which is fine in the summer because everything is colour-coded. But when you go there in the winter for an event and you're trying to find the pink car park or the yellow car park or the blue car park or the red car park, and actually it's pitch black, you end up invariably parking in the wrong car park and getting a ticket, which is exactly what happened to me in January when I went to the FSB event.
Right, okay. And he's still bitter about it.
So if you are going to the Kent Business School, get the bus. Get the bus.
Okay.
My advice.
Do you know what? We're going to have a break now.
Already?
Yeah, we're going on holiday.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what this is?
Well, you... Holiday Madonna? I don't know.
Ah. Gibson Brothers, isn't it? Cuba.
Small Business Bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Don't miss the Southeast Construction Expo, the premier CPD-accredited conference and exhibition. Hear from leading industry speakers, find out about major projects, free meet the buyer and lots more. Thursday, 13th of September 2018 at the South of England Event Centre with free parking. Visit www.constructionexpouk.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 21st of August. We're actually joined. We had a phone call while the Gibson brothers were on, and we've got someone on the phone. We've got Nicola Coppen. Hello, Nicola.
Hi there, Paul. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for letting me come on to Business Bunker.
No, thank you for calling in. It's lucky I saw the phone flashing. I don't normally. I normally miss it. Hi, Nicola.
I've had a backup. I'm
right,
how are you?
Yeah, good. We were just talking about your eye as well, and you've got this terrible, terrible star. You need to get yourself some golden eye drops, my dear, from your pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
Don't get the thick, pasty cream. That, Vicky and I were just saying how horrible that is. You need the drops.
So thank you for calling in. That sorted your problem out now. If anybody else has any medical conditions, Martin is available for the next half an hour, and he will sort you out. But apart from that, Nick, I don't think that's why you called the show. So why don't you tell us about why you called in, one of them?
Of course. Well, as you know, Four Roles, Four Goals is taking off, rather.
Yeah. Just give everyone a quick overview of what Four Roles, Four Goals actually is.
Yeah, of course. So it's a not-for-profit business which works with the local businesses to help promote ethics and values for getting young people to bridge the gap between education, work, and we use community facilities and events, typically sporting events, to promote careers. So it's just a new innovative way, really, to give, I wouldn't say careers advice, it's just showing people the wealth of careers that are available.
Yeah, and you give people experiences, don't you, that, in terms of doing things at sporting events? Because I know you've been at, like, the Superbikes at Brands Hatch, you've been to county cricket, you've been to football at Dartford, and, you've also got some darts-related things coming up as well, soon.
I have, and that's actually why I was calling, so very nicely led on there, thank you very much. We're actually looking for sponsors. We've decided, after talking at the Dartford FC Community Day to a British disabled darts player, that what darts offers to everybody, and the fact that obviously young people don't necessarily get the ability to experience it, because it's typically in clubs and pubs for over 18s. However, there are two dart academies in Kent. One is at Canterbury and the other one is at Dartford.
Oh, wow. So we've got two darts academies. I didn't know that.
We have.
Yeah.
And we've been down and visited the one at Canterbury. And we just want to help the young people who are playing darts. Leave you standing with their mental arithmetic and the ability to be quite accurate in a very quick space of time.
180, yeah, absolutely.
So what we're doing is a massive thing. We are looking to get sponsors for our three-point dart.
Right.
The 3 points being that we're raising money to hopefully end up with a sort of dart league across Kent.
Right.
That then can feed into the nationals. So at the moment, young people tend to have to go up to Wolverhampton and Newcastle, or down to the southwest, to be able to qualify for nationals, which can again be anywhere across the country.
Right.
And typically, you'd think of them being in London because you see the O2 having various darts events happening.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The there is a loss of it in the Kent area that we want to try and make sure that we fill that gap, while also helping disabled dart player who's been called up for the England team with his sort of food, accommodation and travel expenses, among other things, and also for the Heart of Darts, which is the formal charity of the dart sort of community,
Which
the world ambassador is Andy Fordham.
Right.
Andy Fordham is actually at our event along with some other well-known dart players.
Okay, so you've got an event coming up and you're looking for corporate sponsors for that event to do all the good things that you just told us about.
Exactly.
So the event, where's that taking place and when's that taking place?
So, it is taking place on Friday the 9th of November.
Right.
It's at Dartford Football Club.
Right, okay.
With the opportunity of getting more darts.
Okay, cool. So we're looking for corporate sponsors. So anybody out there that fancies getting involved in this fantastic not-for-profit project around the sport of darts and helping young people into the world of work, and also helping young darts players, both able-bodied and disabled, to go on with their careers, needs to get in touch with Nicola. How do they do that, Nicola? Hello? I think we've lost the call. Oh, no, there she is. Are you still there?
I'm back.
Sorry, yeah.
No problem. So you can get in touch with me directly using four roles, the number four, goals, G-O-A-L-S, four, sorry, even I'm getting it wrong now, fourrolesfourgoals@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's fourrolesfourgoals@gmail.com.
Four roles, four goals on Twitter. And on Facebook as well, for
okay.
Roles, for Goals.
Okay, so give Nicola a follow on the Twitter, number four goals, four roles, R-O-L-E-S, on the Twitter, or fourrolesfourgoals@gmail.com. Nicola, thank you so much for that. We wish you much success with that. It's a fantastic opportunity for everyone involved, including the sponsors, and we hope that you do pick up some corporate sponsors soon. Thank you so much for calling
Brilliant.
Us.
Thanks ever so much. Just one last thing. We have got general tickets for sale and also special meet and greets. So you can find out about them too by getting in touch.
Okay, lovely. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Nicola. And it's lovely to hear from you, and we wish you much success with it.
Brilliant.
Cheers now.
Enjoy the rest of the show, because I will be.
Thank you.
Don't forget your eye drops.
No, I won't.
Top tip.
Cheers, Nick.
Bye.
Nicola Coppin there.
Superb.
Yeah,
superb.
Fantastic. They're doing a great job with the stuff that they're doing there. And it's all done with volunteers, and they've got no budget at all.
Yeah.
And they've had some fantastic results with it. Yeah. So
Nicola works in the construction sector as well, doesn't she?
She does,
She runs a project management company.
She runs a company called Diligence PM, project management, but she's also the chair of Women in Construction.
Yeah. So, Joe, I expect they'll be at your construction expo that you've got coming up in October.
Yeah, I know Nicola very well, and she does some great work,
Brilliant.
Especially working with young people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, bringing things back to a sort of slightly more base level, Jules Serkin has been on the Twitter.
I just saw that,
There's another slope off.
Oh, my God. Batten down the hatches.
This is another...
Clear the space,
It's another networking event that you won't have been to before, Vicky, but it's very good fun. It's usually run on a Friday afternoon, and this one is no different.
It's run on a Friday afternoon that bleeds into the whole of Saturday and over into the early hours of Sunday morning.
I'm there. What's the date?
It's Friday the 7th of September. Yeah. It's at a new sort of bistro, really, that's opened up in Ramsgate. It's called The Little Ships. Named after
I beg your pardon.
What, you say something else?
The Little Ships.
Yeah. So there's no need to be rude about it. She was only asking, Martin, for goodness sake.
Named after the little ships that sailed across to Dunkirk to rescue the troops.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
And it's run by a brilliant guy called Chef Craig Mather, who also owns and runs the Empire Room restaurant.
Right.
Just up the hill in Ramsgate. And it's a three-course lunch. I think it's £23. So it's an absolute bargain. It's a great networking opportunity as well. You need to let Jules know if you're coming by next Monday. So at Jules Serkin on the Twitter, and then she can provide you with all the kind of booking details.
It's actually my birthday weekend, so I'm out on the 8th.
Ah.
But I could always start on the 7th.
Absolutely.
Was it in Ramsgate?
In Ramsgate.
So I could start on the 7th in Ramsgate. Yeah. And then travel up to Beckenham on the 8th.
Absolutely.
I think she's got the vibe of it already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember walking out of there once and walking straight onto the golf course. It was that late.
Well, he says walking, but it was more of a stagger.
Did you not roll?
I think Vicky need to know, do they do flaming sambucas? Though?
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. Yeah. So, thanks for that, Jules. We'll be there. Looking forward to it.
Do you know what? I think it's about time we talk to a guest, don't
you?
Because we've had enough of this nonsense. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show the absolutely adorable Vicky Sims. Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Why don't you kick off, Vicky, by telling us about you and your business?
So I'm Vicky Sims, as you've just said, and I am the owner and founder of Ladybug Pest Control.
Right.
I'm based in Beckenham in Kent, but I cover a vast area.
Okay.
And my business is growing and growing and growing. It only got launched in April of 2016.
Right.
So just over 2 years old now.
Fantastic.
I didn't realise how popular I would be as a female in this very male-dominated industry.
Okay, well, let's stop there. So what made you go into the business in the first place? Is it something you had experience of before you launched your business?
Yeah, so it's the number one question that everyone asks.
Sorry to be predictable.
No, it's fine.
It's on my list here, Paul.
I beat you to it.
So basically what happened was is that I ran another pest control company with my now ex-husband. Mm-hmm. Clue is there. I was in that industry since 2011 until 2016, when he ended our marriage after 20 odd years.
Hmm.
Took a right downward spiral. My whole world had collapsed. I attempted suicide several times, this, that, and the other. And out of that, I kind of picked myself up, rebuilt myself, regained my own confidence, and stuff like that. And then I just thought, you know what, I'm going to launch my own pest control company, because I thoroughly enjoyed what I'd done. I left the old company and the marriage was at absolutely nothing, not a penny to my name, nothing at all. And so obviously I just rebuilt myself and launched Ladybug, and it saved my life basically. Right. By concentrating and the distraction of running a business. As a small business owner, you are working on your business 24/7.
You don't get a chance to think of anything
you
else.
You don't. And yeah. But did you know what? It done a hell of a lot for me personally, in my own growth as a person.
Mm.
I've met the most wonderful people in business, and they've all basically all became my friends. Mm. And I wouldn't be here today for quite a lot of them, if I'm honest.
Absolutely. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Running a business for a lot of people isn't for them.
Mm.
But do you know what? I think it ought to be mandatory that everybody ought to have a little try at some point, and then we wouldn't get a lot of the nonsense that we hear from people that have views on what business is about if they actually had to try it themselves.
Do you know what? You put your heart and soul in it, but I would always say to people, never ever do a business or do a job that you haven't got passion for.
Absolutely.
There's no point in doing a job or a business if you don't like what you do. What's the point?
For sure.
You're never going to give a good service.
Mm.
And I absolutely adore what I do. I genuinely do.
You're like a good rat.
I like more than a good rat. I like a bed bug and a cockroach.
Do you?
And a wasp. I get stung.
Cool. That's a very poignant story, and thank you for sharing that with us, Vicky. I want to kind of move on now to the business end of what you're doing, because I think it's a thing that fascinates us. Pest control is one of those weird things, isn't it? That, you know, everybody kind of thinks they know what you mean, but they're not sure. I mean, because the range of pests can be all kinds of things. I've got one for you at the moment. I've no idea what you could do with this, if anything. But I've got a seagull that has decided to nest in my chimney pot.
Okay.
And I'm not happy about that. One, he's not paying rent.
I think he's got lost. You live in Tenterden, don't you?
I know, I don't live anywhere near the sea.
Put your fire on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You could do that. No, to be honest with you, I'm not a bird expert. I do have a bird guy that works for me who's the expert in that.
Mm.
There are certain seagulls that are protected.
Yeah.
Ones that have pink legs and ones that have yellow legs. That's the only way that I know it, but I still forget which ones are protected.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
There are certain birds that we can deal with, and there are some that we can't, and because there are protected species out there as well.
Funny enough, you're right, it is a specialist area. I know a guy that actually does bird pest control using hawks.
He
flies hawks and falcons to do it.
I do use those services. So what I love about my business and my job is that we can use these experts in their field. So if I was to turn up on a bird job and the level of the infestation is quite high, obviously I need to look at the environment, because you can't use hawks in every environment.
Yeah.
So I then have the ability to be able to tap into these experts.
So you've got a network of people with specialist skills.
Huge support.
So, in general, with your business, what's the normal run-of-the-mill kind of things that you get to deal with? What's the everyday things that people have with?
The most calls that I get for at the moment is wasps.
Right.
So we're having a really great wasp season, so lots of nests being built, so we're dealing with those. What I also do, what the other calls that I get for is mice, followed by rats, followed by bed bugs, cockroaches, ants, and pigeons underneath the solar panels and stuff like that, so we deal with all of that.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, the birds, the pigeons is my favorite pest to actually deal with. That's another question I always get asked.
The
pigeons.
Okay.
The reason being is because we go up high,
right?
So if we're up really high, you can see the views that I get to see on some of these jobs are amazing.
So do you physically do some of these jobs, do you?
I can, yes. Yeah. And I like to keep on the tools. Right. I need to whip my staff in shape, make sure that they're doing a good job. They know my standard. I'll only ever deliver a first-class service, make sure that the job is done correctly, and my staff know that. Mm. And I've got a great team around me that absolutely love working for me as well.
Cool.
Can I just kind of... Yeah. Thinking about this on a kind of commercial level, because you've obviously got, you know, domestic homeowners who might have a problem with a wasp nest in the loft or whatever it might be. But on a kind of commercial level, what are the kind of the main problems that businesses with premises kind of have to be aware of? They may not even be aware of and ultimately have to deal with where you can ultimately help them.
So it's basically for any business, and no one's immune to a pest problem. People think it's because that they're dirty or whatever. That's not always the case. Sometimes it doesn't help. But, you know, pests are opportunities. They're looking to survive. They need the security, the warmth, food, and we supply all of that for them. So what we've got to look at regarding our buildings is looking at the ingress points. So when I say ingress points, I mean sort of like the entry points. So with rats, 95% of rat infestations stem from the sewer system. So if you've had an extension, like a kitchen extension in a domestic home, if the builder hasn't capped off the original drainage system, so they've moved one part to another part and they haven't capped that branch line off, that is now redundant. So you've got Mr. Ratty that comes along the sewer system, sees this lovely warm dry branch line and comes up it, starts building a nest and thinks, oh, I'll explore a little bit more, and comes up and that's how they 95% of the time they come into your home that way. So it's about looking at all of those things. And buildings, you need to look at pigeons.
Well, you mentioned pigeons because, you know, the number of sort of, and they tend to be attracted to banks, I've noticed. I don't know why.
They're money-grabbing pigeons.
Yeah.
Well known for it, Martin.
It's where the sun, so if there's nice, they just roost there throughout the day. So what will attract birds is the food that's there and the warmth, so the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got constant heat on that building, they'll stand there. It's like us going down the seaside sunbathing, and then you've got a fish and chip shop down the road. So we're going to go there because it's got plenty full of sun, the sea, and food. So it's basically the same with the pigeons as well and stuff.
Dealing with pigeons then on a kind of commercial high street building, is that a question of putting up like a barrier to the pigeon to stop them landing there again?
Yeah, so we can use a number of different things. Obviously, with every bird job, I always go on site and have a look at the best way forward. So I also talk to the customer, what are their expectations? You know, what is it that they want at the end of it? And normally at the end of it, they don't want the pigeons on there because they're fouling on the pavements below, which then becomes a slip hazard. So you've got to look at all of those things as well.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
I've got an interesting one in my house. I've got flies, okay? Mm-hmm. I've got a three-story house. And on the third floor, I have two rooms. And in one room, every year, I have a massive fly infestation. Mm. When I first moved into that, the only thing above us is the loft. When I first moved in, I thought, there's something in a loft. And I got up there and I found a dead pigeon.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Yep. And I removed it and I thought, that will sort that out. 12 years later, every year, I still get a massive amount of flies in one room.
Is the nest still there?
I've no idea. I wouldn't know what a fly nest looks like.
No, the pigeon nest.
Oh, pigeon nest. No. The pigeon was in the water tank.
Oh.
As you will be, you know. Yeah.
There could be a number of different reasons. What kind of flies are they? Like blue bottles or green bottles?
Yeah, kind of big, horrible things, yeah.
Yeah, there must be something still there. But mind you, that would have been gone after 12 years.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah. There's something. I haven't found what it is.
Really
but,
weird. Yeah, it's strange. Investigating.
Yeah.
That looking, I wouldn't
I'll give
able
you a call. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get many calls about flies and blue balls?
Yeah.
It's really, it's just strange because they're isolated to that room. They don't even go in the room next door or anything like that. It's just that one room.
It could be that they're immersing. So what happens is with the fly larvae, once they consume the carcass, they'll then crawl off of that, hide somewhere, develop into the pupate stage, which is like it looks like a little cocoon.
Yeah.
And then that's when they'll immerse.
Yeah.
So the actual carcass may not be in that specific room. It could be elsewhere. It could be in your cavity wall somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they've just crawled out. And then they're immersing from that area. Do you normally find them on the window?
Yeah,
because their natural environment is outside.
Yeah.
So they're clearly immersing from inside and they want to go outside.
Yeah, and they do. They just cluster around the windows and die.
So when you're watching things, like, so I'm a crime scene cleaner specialist as well, so what happens is that that's when, you know, they use the bodies to determine how long that body's been there for as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That birthday party you're having at the weekend.
You're not coming now.
It is outdoors, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah.
What's the weather doing, Joe? Do we know what the weather's like this weekend?
Not good.
It's going to be sunny, isn't it?
But because I didn't have any room, I put your ribs and stuff up in the room.
Oh, lovely.
It should be all right, though. I'll put some newspaper.
They've been hanging,
over it,
have they? Mm.
I'll give them a wash before I cook them.
Now, Vicky, you are someone that lives and breathes your brand, and we've had a couple of people tweet in, Stephanie and Jilly, and they're asking, how did you come upon the name of Ladybug? How did you kind of decide on that?
So basically, I absolutely love Disney films. So I was sitting there one day, I was going through all these different names of what to call my company. One of them was Ratettes. And I thought, nah, that's
Beauty
just
and the Beast.
That's a good one. I didn't think so I was just sitting there and I thought, right.
I'm on a phone. You could have called it Beauty and the Pest, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could have, but I didn't.
Cool. Brilliant. You're trying.
So I was
Stick to the day job, Paul.
So I was sitting there and I thought, Disney, there must be a Disney film where there is that can give me some kind of inspiration. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm going through all the movies, Lion King, blah 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 blah, and all this lot. And then I thought, Bug's Life, hang on a minute. So I went to my Disney cupboard, pulled out the Disney DVD, the Bug's Life, and on the front of it was a ladybug, a ladybird. We call it ladybird in the UK, ladybug in the USA. And I looked at it and I thought, that's it, ladybug. And the actual logo would be a ladybird. So that was it. I literally came up with it within about 20 minutes of it, and everyone, all the branding experts, everything like that, they absolutely love it. They say I've nailed it. When I'm doing my exhibitions and promoting Lady Bird, I actually dress up as a Lady Bird, so it's a showstopper. So when people never walk past me, they always come and chat to the Lady Bird, because pest control is quite a bit of a taboo subject.
Yeah.
People don't want to talk about pest control. They're embarrassed about it because they think it's their fault. So I wanted it to be an approachable kind of subject and for people to talk to me about it and get the right advice rather than going to Google thinking that, you know, all the advice is there when it's not. You really do need to speak to an expert.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Nice one. If you've ever seen Vicky driving around, she drives a bright yellow car.
It's not a bug, is it?
With an enormous ladybird on it. It's not a VW, no.
No, it's not. It's a Peugeot 107 and it's bright yellow.
No, you need to get yourself a Beetle.
Yeah, well, if VW want to sponsor me, I'm happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, go for it. Why not?
Yeah. So if there's any VW dealers tuned in today listening to this, Ladybird Bug
Baby
is
bug.
Looking for a new motor.
Because I am looking at going global. So whoever wants to sponsor me in the vehicle industry, that, you know, it would be...
Well, they're a big firm, VW, apparently.
There you go.
Yeah. Good. I've had a tweet from Amanda who has a slug problem.
That indicates damp.
Yeah.
So she needs to dry the area out. So normally, is it in the kitchen?
It's in the dining room,
Oh, in the dining room.
This is your house again.
It's my house,
I'm just going to come to your house.
Yeah, you are.
You can
are.
Get a discount.
Yeah, exactly.
Vicky's, there's a spare place going at the barbecue this weekend, apparently.
I'll just be there on hand.
Yeah.
Just spot all the flies and the slugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right. No, you're right. We did have a big damp problem in the dining room, but we've just had a damp cool stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
Knows her stuff, doesn't she?
She certainly does. Mm. Yeah, she certainly does.
It's the stuff you don't know about that I'm worried about.
I haven't got round to the snakes yet. We'll talk about the snakes in a minute.
My daughter is actually a trained snake handler.
Really?
So I'm one of the very few pest control companies in the UK that can actually go and deal with snake problems. Mm. But, you know, we don't get many calls for that.
Yeah. Mm. But you see, the thing is, I live in the middle of the country, and... The range of things that we get to deal with. Do you know, I've got a swimming pool in the back garden.
Alligator?
I haven't had an alligator in this one.
Okay.
I had 7 frogs in it last week, yeah. And I've had snakes in there. Grass snakes and slow worms in there.
It's really weird because my daughter and my bird guy, they are both... Their phobia is frogs and toads.
Right, okay.
Amazing. Mm. There is a lot of pest controllers in the industry that actually don't like certain things.
Yeah, everybody has one, don't they?
Yeah, everyone does have
I mean,
one.
Cockroaches, what's the kind of... I hate cockroaches.
Oh, I love them.
You do?
Yeah.
They never seem to die. You hit them as hard as you can with your flip-flop.
Have you seen them?
And they never die. Well, we do.
Have you never seen Men in Black? Yes. Men in Black tells you everything you need to know about cockroaches, mate. They're aliens.
But on a serious note, is that something that you find more prevalent in kind of catering businesses, for example?
So right, they are kitchens. More, yeah. So cockroaches, you know, will be in a food industry. Mm-hmm. It all starts right at the very beginning before it actually ends up in the actual restaurant itself. Mm.
You say, they're opportunists, so...
Well, they will contaminate a certain product. Mm. Once the female goes in there, she can drop about 40 to 60 babies. Mm. And then once you then take that, if you buy that, that's why all restaurants, anyone that's taking any delivery of any food products, they must check the delivery. They must check that they need to refuse the delivery if they can see that any of their deliveries have been contaminated with,
right.
Whether it could have like rodent damage, anything like
that. So that's a good question. So what would a cockroach kind of infestation on a food delivery look like? I mean, what are the telltale signs that there may have been roaches laying eggs around
that food? Like little pinprick size of holes and stuff. So, yeah.
What, in the packaging
and
stuff?
Yeah, in the packaging,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tiny perforations that you might think are air holes actually could be a pest.
Potentially be, but there would be other signs there as well. You'd see their feces,
right?
You know, and stuff like that. Depends how long that they've been on the actual transport for.
Right.
Fantastic.
I'm just making notes, and I'm going to keep a lookout for all that at the weekend.
Yeah.
He's going to be walking around my house with a clipboard. He's going to go, there's a pinprick there, there's a cockroach.
You'll be FaceTiming me and saying, Vic, can we just have a quick look around this house?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Oh, can you look at that for me?
Yeah.
I'm just in Paul's toilet and I'm not... I think a snake has just come up.
There's a rat in the bath.
Are you sure it'd be a snake in the toilet? there's smear marks.
Funny enough, when you were talking about that, I haven't long had a kitchen extension built as well, and I'm thinking, I'm going to check with my builder and see if he's capped those pipes.
You know what? You could have the best builder in the world, and I love builders. Yeah. If they want to save money, they will, and they'll chuck rubble down that little hole, and the rats will quite easily go through that. They've got the strongest teeth. They gnaw. They're constantly gnawing all the time, so they have to, fold down their teeth.
Yeah.
They can even gnaw through steel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before the weekend, can you make sure you file down the teeth on your rats, please, Paul?
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to be bitten by a rat with sharp teeth. Thank you.
That's all right. At the moment, I'm training the rat to go up the chimney and get the seagull.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, that's my place sorted out.
Yeah.
Have you got any more questions?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them were kind of personal and kind of dating related.
I don't mind.
Which, so one of the questions was, you know, why are you still single? And I guess you've answered all of that.
He's not slow in coming forward, is he?
Because you haven't got the time, obviously, for a relationship.
I do have time.
Because your business is 24/7.
I do have time. Obviously, when you first... I do have time. It's just that the right guy has not come along yet, and it's someone who needs to be able to put up with me and the stuff that I deal with.
She spends too much time dealing with rats already.
Exactly. I don't need another dirty rat.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Vicky, thank you so much for that.
You're
it's really
welcome.
Fascinating insight into your business and the world of pest control.
Thank
And also, huge congratulations to you, to what you've achieved from a dark place for you personally in growing a business. That's fantastic. And 2 years is really good. You know, the first year in business is always the hardest. And once you get through that and start to grow, it's fantastic. So all power to you.
Thank you very much.
Well done. And thank you so much for coming on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to hear from you. If people want to find out more about Ladybug, what's the best way to do that?
Shall I give my phone number?
Yeah, you can do. Or
any nice men can
or basically, she's... Basically, she's going to be at my house for the next month. So if you want to see her, pop round to my place and have a word. But yeah, no, give them your phone number.
07538 945 740.
Fantastic. Do you have a website for
the
business?
I do have a website, yeah. It should be being launched this week, a new one. So the old one might still be there, but it's a... ladybugpestcontrol.co.uk.
ladybugpestcontrol.co.uk.
My email address, I will tell you my email address because everyone loves my email address. It's called Pest Off.
Joe, just taking a slug of water then.
I like that.
And now I'm soaking wet.
Yeah, it's Pest Off at ladybugpestcontrol.co.uk. So it was just about a play with words, really. And my strap line, do you want to know my strap
line? Yeah, go for it.
Let's go for it. Pest live in fear when ladybug is near.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And there's a Twitter as well. Ladybug FPC on the Twitter. And Vicky's probably one of the most active people I know on Facebook as well. So you'll always find her on there sharing tips and ideas.
Thank you for that. The link to your website is actually on the Kent Business Radio website as well, and we'll stay there forever. So if you ever want to see this, it's show 391 and you'll find the link to Vicky's website there. For the moment, Vicky, thank you so much for that. It was absolutely brilliant. And do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, we've got a few more tweets coming in, some emails to read, and then we're going to join the newsroom shortly. I've had a tweet from Lloyd Knowlton, and he said, Paul, I'd love a shout-out, please, about the charity walk that I've organised for the 1st of September, raising money for the, I think that's the MS Society.
Yeah, will be.
So it's raising money for the MS Society. Dan Knowlton and I are walking amongst 50 walkers covering 50 kilometres in one day. Yeah. So he's given me a link to justgiving.com. The easiest way to do this is to follow Lloyd on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Lloydy37. That's LLOYDY37. Lloydy37. Give him a follow on the Twitter. You'll find the tweet and you can link through to their Just Giving page to support them and the 50 other walkers that are walking for 50 kilometres on the 1st of September.
It's the annual Round Thanet walk that they do. So is I think it? It's about 35 miles.
Is that the day the buses stop?
No. On a serious note, I think it's about 35 miles all the way around the Isle of Thanet. And Lloyd's wife has MS, and that's,
that's
the
connection.
The key drivers. That's why he does it every year. So well done, Lloyd. Good luck with that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Talking about charity,
is that an annual event?
Yes, they do it every year.
Yeah.
Talking about charitable causes, our very own Terry Botfield, and I know you know Terry, Joe, quite well from your chamber days. So Terry supports a local charity down on the marsh called CARM, that's C-A-R-M, and they help older people living in isolation down on the marsh. And they are holding a charity dinner. There's 36 tickets available at £37.50. So it's an initial Prosecco reception at the Ship Inn in Dymchurch. Music from Two of Harps, who we know...
Absolutely.
Very well. Those brilliant young ladies. Three-course meal. Entertainment from Stuart Weller, the magician. Very famous. A raffle and a grand charity auction with some mega prizes. So there's some Eurostar tickets up for grabs. There's Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway tickets up for grabs. There's all sorts of stuff happening. So if you would like to go along to that, or even if you would like to potentially donate a prize, please get in touch with Terry at marshnetwork.co.uk. Or he's on the Twitter at TDBotty, I believe is his Twitter handle. So,
it is indeed.
And that's happening
It's one of my favourites.
The 14th of September, which I happen to know is a Friday.
Is it?
Yeah, not a Thursday. So, yeah.
Oh, good.
From 6:30.
Fantastic. Talking about charity events, following on from the success of last year's Gorillas and Gowns charity fashion show, Butterflies Business Events is excited to announce the Chimps and Tricks charity event. It's taking place at the Port Lim Hotel near Hythe on Friday the 19th of October from 6pm to 11:30pm, and they're raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation's Megafauna project. Hosted by Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Events and me, in collaboration with Jane Mucklow Photography, guests will be welcomed with a glass of bubbly and canapes in the stunning setting of the main house before moving to the marquee for a mixture of great entertainment, mouth-watering food, an auction conducted by me with lots of exciting pledges, and then dancing the night away with the fabulous Jason Allen Sway and his swing band. Amanda's gathered together a great variety of Kent entertainment for the evening to excite and delight you with three amazing music magicians who will be working the room, blowing your mind with their skills, and a couple of casino tables to test your luck. During the evening, you'll be continuously supplied with the most delicious food from the fabulous Chives caterers, and then you'll get your chance to bid on the auction pledges that take your fancy. Our entertainment and all of this has been donated completely free by these guys. The magicians are Stu Weller, Rob Scott and Neil Edward. The casino is supplied by Dan Smith at Ace Casinos, and the music by Jason Allen Sway and his swing band.
Can I just check the catering was Chives?
Chives caterers. Yeah,
you're not doing the catering.
No, not me. Good. No, you're all right. Okay. Yeah. But they are storing the food at my place.
Oh, dear.
Vicky, can you get around there, please?
I will, yeah. I'll put some preventative measures in.
Yes. We are raising money for the Aspinall Foundation's Megafauna Project, a project established to reintroduce the regionally extinct mandrill and a reinforcement to the low numbers of chimpanzees in the Bateke Plateau region. The tickets for the evening are £55 per person. Group bookings of six or more give you a reduction to £50 per person. Every single penny is going straight to the fundraising. And for more details and to book, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/what's on.
What's the date, Paul?
It is on Friday the 19th of October.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Last year, Grizzles and Gowns was superb. It really was fantastic. Mm. Amanda raised $6,500 on the night. It was really brilliant. Mm. Yeah, it was good.
Cool. Fantastic.
You've got to be quick, though.
We mentioned the speakers platform earlier. Yeah. So a little bit more information about that. It's on Wednesday the 12th of September, 6:30 to 9:30 at Fruitworks Co-working. Are you a speaker? Would you like to practice your speaking skills? Would you like to use your skills to win a competition? So I think the idea is on the evening, people who are interested in elevating themselves to kind of professional speaker level can come along and actually do it live in front of some guest judges. And I think there's going to be a lady called Jane Farnham, who is director of the Great British Speakers. Yourself, Paul, you're going to be there on the evening. And Amy McManus, who is a female Business Speaker of the Year winner.
Yep.
And basically there will be a coaching prize for the overall winner on the night from each of the judges. Who will share their insight and expertise in terms of how to help you become a better public speaker. So it sounds like a cracking evening.
Yeah, the prize is actually to help you earn money as a public speaker, so to professionalise what you're doing and to get onto the public speaking circuit and earn money.
You need to enter before the 31st of August, so that's next week sometime, I guess, is it?
It is.
The information is at butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk.
Thank you for that, Martin. We're now going to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.